Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the wacky ugliness going down in the primary process of the Democrats. Surprise, surprise. While Republicans have regularly been tearing into each other like crazed cannibalistic piranhas, Democrats have hopped around this competition like baby rabbits playing tag in a shaded glen. In an effort not to muddy the general election waters too badly, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton have thus far treated each other with the courtesy and respect normally practiced by librarians in a school for special needs children. Up until now, the most heated discussion between the two was over which NPR station played the better mandolin music. It's the idealists versus the realists. His youthful supporters feel the burn because the Vermont senator is promising free health care and free tuition and ponies. Everybody gets a pony. And the establishment backs Hillary because she knows where all the bodies are buried and who put how many holes into every one of them. Ever the gentleman, Bernie even said, "I'm tired of hearing about your damn emails." Although some suspect that's because he doesn't know what they are. To him, a pager is dark sorcery. But now the electoral circus has moved to New York, which means it's getting to be crunch time and the bunnies are growing fangs. She says, "I'm not even sure he's a Democrat." And he comes back with, "She's not qualified to be president." Can't wait for the two to start posting unflattering pictures of each other's spouses, or talk about the size of their hands. Of course, going negative holds a larger risk for Hillary than for Bernie. For one thing, the Democratic frontrunner can't afford to alienate Sanders' delicate-as-a-snowflake followers. And also, if she isn't careful, she could be charged with elder abuse. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.